And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have a great show for you today. Ollie and Chris from BD Outdoors, local knowledge, of course, Blue Sea Stabilizers, FishDope.com, what the hell else?
I'll tell you whatever you need, buddy.
Anyway, we got all kinds of stuff going on
today. You need a new car?
Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. This President's Day, your San Diego County Ford dealers proudly salute you during the Ford President's Day Sell-a-thon. Right now, get limited-time deals across Ford's award-winning lineup. The lineup features the versatile Ford Bronco Sport and the rugged Ford Bronco, built for every adventure, the capable Ford Explorer, and even the iconic Ford Mustang. It's your chance to save. Find the perfect Ford SUV designed with the power and utility you need now during the President's Day Sell-a-thon. Everything ends February 16th, so don't wait. Hurry into your local San Diego County Ford dealers today.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a fun show today is going to be, man. These two boys sitting next to us, fishing always. It's going to be a fun one, man.
Yeah. Ollie and Chris, good morning.
What's up, boys?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you here on Let's Talk Hookup. And you guys just got back from La Paz.
We did, yeah. We got back on Thursday. We had a fun trip. Went down to run the Killer Bee and make sure everything was working, and most everything was working in a boat. But, yeah, great weather. We had really solid fishing for – we just did the reef stuff, you know, yellows and snappers and groupers. And Chris growing up down there was a huge asset, you know.
Oh, sure, that's right.
Yeah, he had a bunch of local spots, and I went and saw some stuff I hadn't seen before. It was cool. Yeah.
You almost forget that fishing like that is available this time of year. When you start to get into the – you know, into the doldrums of 65-degree sunny weather. But, you know, all joking aside, it's wintertime and rockfish is closed and, you know, there's some tuna on the coast, but it's not the most successful. Like, you forget that a super short flight, I mean, you know, you leave right now, you're having a margarita in the afternoon and you're pulling on super cool fish like you're doing so close to home.
Yeah, it's such a great reset this time of year.
I'll bet.
Like, I don't like the cold. I know you guys don't like the cold. Like, it's nice to go down there and get a sunburn in the dead of winter and catch a few fish, make sure everything still works, and get ready for the new season.
Perfect. So what are some of the secret spots down there? You can share any of them?
Well, I mean, they're secret.
I mean, it's just sights to see, is that?
Yeah, just a lot of the deeper spots now. I mean, we've been fishing that for the yellowtail and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Using downriggers and just kind of switching up a little bit. Because we don't really get the surface bite there, you know, like you do up farther up in the Gulf. So going a little bit deeper, just trying that out. And, you know, you get the Cabrilla and the Pargo and stuff down there, too.
Is this whale shark season down there?
It is. It's just kind of wrapping up right now.
Oh, it is. There
are a few
around
there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, that's got to be cool. I want to do that sometime.
One thing that always trips me out, too, like the grade of yellowtail down there, like, it just seems like small ones for some reason don't exist in southern Baja. Like, you never see a La Jolla 10-pounder down there, like, ever. They're all big ones.
And they pull harder for
it's
some
reason. It's crazy, yeah. right?
Those ones in the Sea of Cortez, they pull so freaking hard compared to, like, the Coronado Islands fish, you know? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Different animals.
And they know those rocks.
Oh, yeah. Especially like, when you hook them when you're Cabrilla fishing and they can see the bottom, there's no harder pulling fish. Yeah. I mean, if they can see that rock they want to get to, man, they are hard to stop. Mm. Yeah.
Did you get any big Cabrilla?
No big ones. That was the only thing that was kind of slow. What do we have? One. We just had one little one, I think, and we cast it. We missed a bunch. You know, they just were real lethargic. I think it was a little colder than they wanted. Like, they don't miss much when, you know, when they're fired up.
That's
and
a good point.
We had a lot of short bites and rolls and stuff like that. But no, one small one. We had some good, like, Parga Mulattos and what else did we catch?
We got kind of a mixed bag. We
ended
some Baqueta. We had
Wachi. Just a little bit of everything delicious. That was
the
good
news. Exactly.
You know?
You're going on a good list of boat dinners.
Yeah, and there was a little island out there I didn't even know existed, and Chris took us over there, and we kind of pulled up, and the guys came out in the Ponga, and next thing we know, we had 40 giant chocolate clams in the bait tank.
Oh, man. Yeah. Right on.
I've never local knowledge. This big. Yeah, that worked out freaking awesome. Yeah, except for we had a bunch left over at the end of the trip. That was painful to give away.
Oh, yeah.
They're so good.
They are so good.
Yeah.
Is there a season for chocolate these days?
There is for the commercial guys. These were, they had them in like pens.
Oh, okay.
They were storing them. But,
yeah, that's fun. Even better. All clean and everything.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, no, they were really good. But talk about a treat. That's one of the best things you can eat down in Baja, man.
Oh, yeah,
no question. Yeah. So, the Killer Bee, it's a catamaran, aluminum catamaran. Does it have a Sea Keeper on it?
It does.
It does.
Talk about putting a hat on a hat. Like, I didn't think we needed it.
Now, I saw something about Sea Keepers now making them for catamarans. Right?
Yeah, they were always kind of weird about it because, you know, inherently cats don't roll a lot. And so they want 80% roll reduction, or was it 85? Yeah. I think, yeah. And that's what, and in a cat, it's really hard to eke out that last bit of roll.
Sure.
So, like, this boat would normally take like a 6 if you were looking at the size and the weight of it, or might be borderline. We put a 9 in, so it's a really big unit. And it works. I mean, it does a really good job in that boat. I didn't even think we needed it, and the boss wanted it because he gets seasick. And now when it's not on or not working, I'm like, oh, man, get that thing fired up.
Well, that's the thing about a Sea Keeper is once you experience it, it's hard to go back.
There's no such thing as too much. Yeah. And you know what I mean? It's like more Sea Keeper, the better, as much as you can float. Once you get used to it like you are or we are, it's like, man, you don't ever want to be on a boat that doesn't have one.
Yeah, for sure.
It just makes it a lot more fun.
Now, Chris, you guys have Blue Sea Stabilizers for about a year now, right?
Going on year 2 here.
Year 2 already. Wow, time flies.
It does.
And so what's been going on over there?
Well, so to your point, the ride systems are coming out for catamarans. That's kind of the new thing. Just launched, so that's a big deal. They have a lot of test boats done. It's working really well, so people are into that.
So you guys are doing both Sea Keepers and Sea Keeper rides
correct.
A lot.
Yeah.
What's the typical size boat or boat that you're putting the ride system on?
A lot of the smaller, we'll call them smaller boats, but, you know, 20 to 40 foot. They have it up to 65 now. So,
really?
So we're just doing a couple of big installs this spring.
Like on a yacht? I mean, like...
Yeah, you do. You know, as long as you have the cruise speed, you want to be over 18 miles an hour is kind of what they call it.
Nice.
So if you're cruising around, you know, just over 18, 20, 22, obviously the faster you go, you know, moving more water faster than that helps out. But, yeah, you can go up to, you know, big sport fish.
Wow.
It's something that we hear at the shop. It's so affordable in terms of, you know, stabilization for a boat that it opened up the door to so many more people. And everybody that's in my world that has a skiff that's, like you said, 20 to 40 feet, with most of them being, you know, high 20s and low 30s, I haven't talked to a single person who's gone through Blue Seas and done the ride system that doesn't just say the same thing. That's a new boat. It's totally different. Like, it's the best money I ever spent ever. And putting in a full gyro isn't in every person's budget.
No.
But the ride, it just about is. And it changes the boat.
Well, and it controls its pitch and roll, right? So, like the catamarans, okay, the roll is not there, but you're controlling the pitch. So if you have a boat that rides short, a Parker, that's kind of...
It's known for being a little poundy.
Exactly.
It takes that away.
It takes that out. So, you know, it helps a lot.
Why does it work?
It's moving really fast. I mean, you can't keep up with your fingers on a normal, you know, on a normal trim tab system. But it's doing like 1,000. It's doing like 1,000 readings a second, and it's doing 100 adjustments a second. And so it's not always throwing a full tab. It can just be micro adjustments, but it just doesn't let the boat get away from itself.
So it just basically, no matter what the sea condition, it adjusts for that.
Correct.
And really quick. And I mean, the single biggest thing in my mind that it does, it keeps the bow down. Yeah. Like, that's why boats pound, is because the bow is slapping. And that's what the Parkers are famous for. You're sitting way far forward. You're out on the end of the lever, basically.
Right.
And it makes it pound. This doesn't allow it to pound. And when you ride it, like the first boat we did was a Parker. And went through the bay and stuff, and it felt like it was going to go through the way, like literally submarine through them.
Right.
You're
that's my next question. Yeah.
And it doesn't somehow. And like over the last year, we've gotten more and more familiar with them. On a Parker makes a massive difference. But like then we put one on my Contender 39. It's already a badass riding boat.
You don't need that.
You don't need. Oh my God, it's unbelievable.
But you needed it.
You do. I can turn right into 3 foot swells and I go right over the top of them. Like, don't even know that they're there. I'm not joking. Everybody's like, in love with Freeman's for their ride. I'll put that Contender right next to it all day, every day. It runs incredibly well.
You guys are in such a unique spot because you sell what might be some of the coolest tools to ever put on a boat, but they are also the hardest to describe. Oh. You have to be on a boat that has it before you can appreciate it. You can sit here and talk about it all you want, and you can even sit and talk about how it works all you want, but it isn't until you get on a boat, like Pete, you were saying, that has a sea keeper on it, until you're like, I can literally not do this without it, and the ride is the same thing. Like, you sell the single greatest things for making your boat run good, but until you step on a boat that has it, the light bulb can't fully go off.
I think that's one of the biggest challenges. I think if everybody actually got out and rode a ride boat or a gyro or a ride and gyro, if you're that fortunate, like it will blow your mind.
Yeah.
There's just no way around it.
It's like, and how could it be this way?
Yeah, and the ride gives us, like, it's a good entry level, first hits free kind of thing. Like, you don't have to shell out 50 grand to see how cool the technology is. Those ride kits started, about $8,500 installed or something, which is a huge investment, don't get me wrong. Sure. But what it'll do for your back, I mean, none of us are getting any younger. We've been doing this a long time. My back and my knees are, like, protecting those is what's going to let me fish and hunt and do the stuff I love for, hopefully another 20 years or so.
So do you do a combination sometimes of – so the ride system doesn't replace the gyro?
No, they're pretty independent. The ride system works while you're running. Makes the boat run better, better fuel economy, more stability while you're moving. You can put, anybody who's run a boat, like you got your buddies and they go to get a beer while you're running in or something, the boat heels to the side, that's gone. That you can put four fat guys on one rail of a small boat and it's not even going
to. So you don't have a constant, like if somebody moves on a boat.
It's on auto.
You can run back and forth in the cockpit and it automatically adjusts.
You really don't need to adjust it much at all. If the weather gets really snotty on the way home or I'm going right into it, I might give it a little extra. You can do like auto and then give it a little bit more on top of it. But for the most part, you literally hit the auto button and don't think about it.
Wow.
We got to get it on your boat, man.
Yeah.
It will blow your mind. And it'll add years to your boating career.
Yeah.
I mean, no joke. It will add years to your career.
And for your boat, they have these new pocket fills that they're making.
Oh, uh-huh.
It's a 3D printed
product.
Yeah, because
mine are recessed trim tabs.
Correct. Yeah. So we don't have to do all the fiberglass work on it.
Hey,
they have a 3D printed piece that we affix to the boat.
And how do you just glue them in?
Yeah, use the same two-part adhesive plexus that we use to install the ride system itself, which is that's literally glued onto your boat. We don't through bolt anything, so we use the same adhesive for that.
So let's say somebody wants a ride system. How's it work? Do you come and pick up the boat and then take it out to your spot?
We have trailer service. We have a fully indoor installation shop here.
Uh-huh.
It's East County here in Santee.
Yeah.
But it allows us to work indoors, rain, shine.
Yeah.
Keep the boat off the street, which is nice. A lot of people drop their own boat off. We'll go pick them up. We have a couple trailers we can use for that if somebody doesn't have a trailer, so we make that accessible for everybody.
And if you're in the boatyard, like we've been doing a lot of that stuff, doing your annual or whatever, we'll slide in,
out.
Knock our stuff
you
out.
Can do that.
Yeah, it's
and what about on a big boat, like when you're putting a sea keeper in?
The gyro?
Yeah.
That's always kind of it's an amalgamation. Every boat's different, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can, keep the boat in the water, just go over to the yard, do a crane pick, and get everything on deck, and then we can install from there in the slips. Best thing, program it with a normal haul out. If you're going to do a yearly or whatever that is, or a big yard project, we'll just go in and handle our stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's great.
One of the things that I've always liked so much is seeing how you guys are how pro you have gotten at shoehorning a gyro into a place where you thought, like, oh, they're just, I'd love to have one on my boat, but there just isn't room. And, like, you know, it's been fun talking to Ollie and you just about all the, well, it's all we need to do is move this, and now all of a sudden we've opened up all this room for it. Like,
definitely a puzzle. Each boat's different. Even if it's the same boat, it's different, right? Yeah. I mean, you might have a different power package or whatever, but we can get a gyro in a lot of places. A lot of people just think, like you said, they don't think they have room,
yeah.
But let us get a look at it, you know, get us down on the boat, and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's a really good, I got a buddy who really wants to put one in his boat, and he's got one of those weird East Coast, down East. He's like, well, I measured it up compared to the website, and it won't fit. And we're like, well, we can put it in pieces. So they'll take the sphere off the frame, get it through the keyhole or whatever they need to do, and then kind of put it back together. The thing's all modular. There's no risk in it or anything, and put it together inside the hull. So a lot of times they can get a unit into somewhere where you're like, it's magic.
There's no way.
And the units themselves become a lot more efficient, and they've changed the size of some of the things. So, like, the sphere itself hangs down farther out, you know, below the frame now. So if you got the V in the hole, sometimes we can fit it.
Yeah, sure.
So yeah, just don't go off, you know, normal measurements that are on the website. Like, get us down on your boat, and we'll go check it out, and we'll figure out how to do it.
Just shoehorn that thing in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. So what's going on at BD Outdoors?
Man, this is our quiet time. I think whenever we get together this time of year, this is like regroup. I know Ricky's doing the same thing we are, panicking about the shows coming up and getting your life together and ordering more T-shirts and hats and all of that stuff. I'm kind of stoked for this year at the PCS show. We're doing something we've done at Day at the Docks the last few years, and it's been wildly successful, and we're doing $10
shirts. $10
shirts? Like, I just ran, I think we did 3 designs. We did thousands of them. And instead of doing $20 or whatever our normal price is, we're like, let's bring back the good old days.
Yeah,
and
you're selling for basically less than
about what they cost us, making a couple bucks a shirt kind of thing. But, I mean, for us, it's not selling swag. It's just getting the logo seeing all the fans and doing all that. We've been doing that at Day at the Docks with kind of like last year's stuff. And in one day at Day at the Docks, we are selling more shirts than we almost sell like at a whole PCS show. I mean, just because it's a deal and everybody, you know, is looking for a deal. So I think we're going to do $10 shirts and $15 hats.
Because we're living in the world of $30 t-shirts and $40 t-shirts.
$30 t-shirts.
Like, and $40 hats.
I was looking at Padre hats the other day. You know, all the new stuff came out for spring training. It's like 40-something bucks. Like, I love my team.
Yeah,
but
a $10 t-shirt's not a good deal anymore. It's like an insane, like you said, it's approaching what it costs to have it made.
Yeah, you don't see it much anymore.
You just trade the dollars for the fun of having BD on everybody.
And I think, exactly. I think it'd be totally fun. I think we're going to crush it and just get tons of people out there wearing the gear and just get rid of some shirts. And yeah, like I said, it's not a big money maker for us as long as we can hopefully recoup a little bit of what it costs to go up there. I'm stoked. Let's get this thing
going. So PCS, you're going to be at both shows, Costa Mesa and Del Mar.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a booth with Seakeeper also.
Correct.
Yeah, with Blue Sea Stabilizer.
Yeah.
As well as BD Outdoors. Going to be next to each other.
I don't know where they're fishing actually.
We're going to be outdoors this year.
That's right.
We're going to have the demo boat there. So anybody can come by and check it out.
Hey, what's the demo boat?
25 Parker.
Okay.
It's got the gyro and the ride in it. So unfortunately, it won't be in the water. Because, you know, it's not an on-water show, but they can go climb on the boat and check it out.
See how the install is.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the Seakeeper demo boat where they have all of
that. Yes, that's the Seakeeper demo boat. It will also be at the Del Mar show.
And then
Newport Boat Show. Like, if you want to come experience it, that's probably your first place. Are we doing rides at Newport this year? Do we know yet?
There'll be demo rides at Newport and the San Diego Boat Show. We do that as well.
And like we were saying, that's where
there's a San Diego Boat Show?
Yeah, there's been the last couple of years. It's been back. And actually, they put
who knew?
Good show. Same guys doing Newport.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. But they do. It's a good show. New ownership and all that. And I would say the first year Newport was a little hiccupy, but the last couple have been really,
great
really
shows,
solid. Yeah.
Right here at Sun Harbor Island is the San Diego.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Like in June or something like that.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah. But the big ones, of course, the PCS show coming up beginning of March and then middle of March in Del Mar. That's going to be great. And Fish Dope, of course, will be there too in the BD Outdoors.
Yep. We'll be there. We'll be there slinging and saying hi and handing out hats and shirts and doing that whole thing as well. I think we're not going to do Fish Dope at Del Mar, but we're going to do Fish Dope up at PCS.
Okay.
I think that's the plan, but they just tell me what to do. I just show up.
Yeah. Lots of stuff. Yeah. And you still doing local knowledge?
I am. I've kind of cut back on it, though. Did a couple shows over the summer, had the boys out here, and then Rush has really taken on the brunt of it. I'm probably do 3-4 shows a season now instead of 12. and I'm not mad about it. We did it for 10 years at a very high level. I'm super proud of it. But, man, I am just flat out tired of traveling.
You got a lot of stuff.
I got a lot cooking all the time and just being on an airplane or being gone a week a month. And that's what it was. It was a week a month for a decade. I was gone. You know, you get like December, we wouldn't travel or something. But other than that, it was like 1 week every single month. And, man, I'm getting old. And San Diego's really nice.
Yeah.
And the fishing here is really good. And I got some nephews I want to spend some more time with. And so, yeah, I'm trying to just kind of slow things down a little bit. I've been running at a breakneck pace, you know, pretty much for 20 years. Yeah. So
the show's still on the air.
It is, yep, still going strong. Mikey and the boys are doing it. And they just got back from Louisiana and fished with, you know, our friends Eric and Mo out there and did some redfish stuff and all that. But, no, it's rolling right along. I'm not doing every episode anymore.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool. You're doing a celebrity appearance.
Something like that, yeah.
As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Lots to talk about with Chris and Ali.
So much to cover between these two guys. There's nothing in fishing that these two guys don't do, from boats to catching them and everything in between. We're going to have a great time this morning. If you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 833-288-0973. We are standing by at the fan to take your phone calls right now. Again, 833-288-0973. The other way, if you got a question for Chris or question for Ali, man, just send us a text. The Let's Talk Hookup app allows you to text in your questions to the show. It's been so popular now. So many people send us great text questions, and if you want to do that, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. No matter what kind of phone you have, Android, iPhone, whatever, just search where you get your apps. Look for Let's Talk Hookup. It's also the easiest way to catch all the archive shows. Like this morning, I was listening to the show you guys did with Tim and Duke yesterday. Super fun, and it's how you can catch up on all the great stuff. Chris has a hot tip on Blue Sea Stabilizer. You can go back and listen. And it's the only way you can text in your questions to the show. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number along with your question is all we need in case you're the winner of that big prize. And, man, are we giving away a cool prize today. A brand new pair. And when I say brand new, I mean like newly released from Costa Del Mar. It's the Pilot House. Yeah, a really cool pair of shades.
Pilot House Pro, yeah.
A super, super lightweight. This particular one has that gold mirror lens. It's a 580 lens. It's just an awesome, awesome pair of shades. Incredibly light, really good wrap. What we were talking about earlier, Ali, like a really good boat pair to have. There's some serious wrap. You're not going to have any sun entry. And again, a brand new pair of Costas for one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show. Again, if you want to get through, it's 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Filet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO filet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Filet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at surgeofsportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's surgeofsportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Come see Baker Marine at the PCS show in Costa Mesa and Del Mar to explore the full Fujinon binocular lineup and take advantage of the fantastic show specials, only from Baker Marine. Need the best? Fujinon Staviscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Techno Stabby TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision even through rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast and services all brands of binoculars. They also have super lightweight stabilized binoculars for hunting and other outdoor activities. Visit Baker Marine at PCS Costa Mesa and Del Mar shows and take advantage of the exclusive show specials. Or stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego. Learn more at BakerMarine.com. BakerMarine.com.
The sports shows are coming, and it's the best time to buy that new boat you always wanted. West Coast Marine will have Parker and Camus boats, along with Yamaha outboards, at the PCS shows in Costa Mesa and Del Mar this year, all at special boat show prices. Owner Nick Kelly will show you all the latest boats from Parker. These are models designed with the West Coast angler in mind, and the ultimate platform for our kind of fishing. West Coast Marine has a great inventory of Parker and Camus boats and Yamaha outboards at their shop on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, too, along with the finest service on Yamaha outboards and more. Nick will have several Yamaha-powered boats at the show available for you to check out. Be sure to go by the West Coast Marine booth at the PCS shows in Costa Mesa and Del Mar, or stop by their Costa Mesa location and see their inventory of new and used boats and Yamaha outboards. Check West Coast Marine.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here with the boys this morning, talking BD Outdoors, Blue Sea Stabilizers, and some pretty good fishing in between, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be a blast.
You want to get through, Jeff is standing by at the fan, 833-288-0973. Have a good text.
I thought so, especially with these boys fresh back from La Paz. Wanted to get us started with the text this morning. It says, good morning, Ollie and Chris. When flying down to La Paz, I've been hearing some things back and forth about Mexico. Did you guys experience any taxes, fees, shipping your rods down? I'm planning a trip to La Paz later in the year. Want to know what to expect. That's from Carlos and Marietta.
Cool. Yeah, we have not had any problems in La Paz. Mm-hmm. I mean, La Paz is not Cabo, exactly. And that's what makes La Paz so great. And that kind of stuff, I mean, it's really just not – and. Like, you may be taking fishing tackle. When we go down, we are taking West Marine in our suitcases and backpacks. And, I mean, we're always playing the game, too, trying to get as many parts down there or whatever. And it's anything from we can have a microwave in our bag to some propellers.
How often do you get
nailed? Not very often. Yeah, not very often. So, no, I think that's probably the big attractor to La Paz is it just isn't Cabo. It doesn't have all that stuff. Slower pace. More affordable, you know, the people in La Paz are generally from La Paz, and that's not the case in Cabo. There's a lot of mainland people that aren't actual locals, and, you know, we got good friends down there, Chris and his whole crew and family. Chris grew up down there, which
he
is...
grew up in La Paz.
Yeah.
Yep.
What was that like?
It was fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fishing. Cool. It was cool. We moved down, and I was in, like, fifth grade.
Wow.
I went fifth grade through high school down there, and then
moved back. So you
speak back.
Spanish fluently?
Correct.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good to have along, right?
It always helps. It always helps. My Spanish only gets us so far.
Yeah.
But I think the overall just travel experience was a lot easier this time. The tourist visa thing, you don't have to print out anything at the CBX anymore. You just walk through. If you're staying under 7 days, you don't have to pay for the tourist visa. It's included. So I think they made it a lot easier to
get
down there.
A lot easier.
Yeah, I think they definitely, because I've been down on the CBX. I've had a couple of times where I was there 2.5 hours early and barely made my flight, but they really streamlined it, and I was like, that wasn't bad at all. I would totally
except on a holiday, like Steve Pinard went down to he's down in Puerto Vallarta right now with his family. He went down Thursday, of course, you know, 3-day weekend, Valentine's Day, stuff like that. He was there 2 hours before, missed his flight.
Bummer.
Yeah, he said it was just like he was close, but didn't make it. But
yeah, treat it like an international flight.
Yeah,
3 hours.
You got to do 3 hours at TBX. It's a big
And we breezed through.
And then he said they went down on Friday, and he said it took 30 minutes.
That was our experience.
It all depends. It depends on the day.
And if you are there early, then just get there early and go have a cerveza somewhere.
Well, they remodeled the airport. They got a lot more food now.
They have clubs. They have kind of everything there.
It's a good experience.
Get there early.
Yeah.
And that's the way to go to La Paz, though.
That's the only way from here.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to Vallarta.
LA flight, like, if you
from LA, yeah. Yeah, but from San Diego, that's kind of your only option. If I'm going to Vallarta, it's 50-50, just depending on what has a better schedule or rate, because you can go Alaska, flies direct to PV out of San Diego, and you can also go Valeris. I just go with whatever's cheaper, easier, you know?
Right, All right. Well, hey, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973, let's jump in the phone.
Alex in San Carlos is going to get started on the phone side this morning. Alex, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Since we're on the topic of flying with Buzz, I was going to ask, what's the best way to take your rods down there? How many rods can you take, and how do you guys pack your reels? And the second question I was going to ask is, do you guys have, like, a stabilizer that would fit in, like, so say if you want to build, a Super Pongo, is there something that's small enough that would fit on a Pongo?
On the stabilizer front, yes, the Seakeeper 1 gyro is a deck mount unit, and it's fully enclosed, so it has a case over it to keep the water off. And that'd be a good option for that. And then the Seakeeper Ride is basically perfect for that. It'll make that boat ride like a bigger boat, bigger, heavier boat.
Would you start, okay, let's say if you had a budget and you couldn't do both at the same time, would you start with the ride system on a boat like that?
Really depends on what you're using the boat for. I mean, if you're going to go sit in the trough and kite fish with it, you know, which is a thing, you know, I would probably look at the gyro.
Yeah.
If you're going to have, long, you know, those long runs, and or just kind of run and gun fishing, stuff like that, I'd probably go for the ride.
Yeah. All right. And then what about taking down, rods and reels? I think you're allowed 5 or 4 per person or something like that.
That's what I was hearing in Cabo, but I don't know if there's, has there ever been a real law anywhere else?
I don't think so.
That I've ever experienced.
Like in La Paz, you have no worries.
No, I mean, dude, so we go a dozen rods sometimes.
No kidding.
You know, a bunch of tackle. I think for transporting them, I mean, you can do the PVC thing and all that, but Plano makes that, what's that big rod holder with the wheels?
The one with the wheels is the only way.
Yeah, they call it like the B-52, yeah. Or it's got some name. Dude, that I have got two of those things that have been to hell and back, and yeah. I cannot break them. I mean, I think that's really the way to go.
I had the bazooka tube that didn't have the wheels before the wheeled one came out, and I always fought. I'm like, I'm not going to buy a second tube just any wheels. I'm fine. I've done it 100 times without it. Dude, buy the wheels.
Buy the wheels.
It's like the best thing ever.
And I think what's that thing, $80? Or it's not a ton of money, but it's not a bunch. Yeah, it's a narrow thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, my nephews are going to inherit that thing. Like, it will not die, yeah. and not for lack of trying.
Yeah. All right, Alex, thanks for the call. 833-288-0973. There's a great text from Jason in San Diego. It says, good morning, Pete, Rick, Ollie, and Chris. Awesome show. Couple questions. What's the turnaround time from when you pick up my boat to finish and putting it on top and the Seakeeper and the ride system? Also, when did you come up with the concept of bloody decks on your favorite place to fish? What's your favorite place to fish? And when's the next show you're doing with Rush?
I've only got like 4 or 5 more questions.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, well, it goes on.
You want to start with BD or?
No, go ahead.
So turnaround time, we need about 5 working days for the ride installs. Obviously, it depends on the boat if we're doing fiberglass work or the pocket fills. But call it about 5 days. Start to finish, and then the gyro, same thing. It just really depends on what we're doing, but you know, I would say for both systems, give us 1.5 weeks, and we'll have it done.
Wow,
that's cool.
Pretty impressive.
And on the BD side, I know we've told this story probably on here a good bit, but it was 2003, and a bunch of us were on internet forums, and that's where I met Ricky before BD and all that stuff. And those forums were not run very well, and they ended up kicking people off and suing people and doing all this stuff, and it was like we just wanted to make a place where fishermen could be fishermen, and the rest has kind of been history. It blew up so fast compared to those other existing sites. It was just crazy, and it was, you know, obviously timing's everything, and we were social media for fishermen before there was Facebook, and that's no joke. I mean, shoot, Facebook didn't even get popular until what, 2008, 2009 or something. Like, we've been doing this a little bit now. We used to be the young guys. Now we're the old guys.
Yeah, it was such a pioneer for what it was. Like, there just wasn't anything else like it.
Yeah.
And it was super well-run-ish. And I mean that in the most positive way possible.
And I accept it.
Yeah, it was good. It was kind of good.
And when did you start fish dough?
I think that was like 2009, 10, somewhere in there. So it's been around about 15 years now.
Yeah.
It's not new. And then we launched Satfish, which is essentially for everywhere that's not Southern California.
Uh-huh.
And that's, I think it's 3 years old now, 3.5 years. So yeah, we've been doing, Satfish been blowing up.
Has or stoked. What's the difference between Satfish and fish dough?
So Satfish does not have the daily report. That's the biggest difference. But what Satfish does have is we've got maps now for pretty much all of North America, Central America, and now we're moving into South America. Australia, we're going to add in soon. A lot of the Arab countries do a lot of fishing, and they don't have those resources. But you get the app, and the app with all the tools for, you know, you see all the different maps. You can illustrate them. You can do your measurements, plan a route. We've got a new revision of this app coming out really soon where you'll be able to share waypoints. Like, hey, Ricky, here's that rock cod spot. Boom, it fires into his thing.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's all going to be out here in the next 30 or 60 days. So there's a lot of tech behind it, and honestly, I'm excited for this year because we've been spending so much money developing and trying to keep up and doing, and the money is done spent. We're just waiting for final approval on it, and now we'll have a whole new platform for Sapfish and Fishtail. They're basically powered by the same software.
Oh, cool. No kidding.
So, yeah, more features coming. You know,
different
a lot,
membership,
a lot of good
though.
Stuff. Sapfish is a separate membership. I think it's $129 a year.
Okay.
And like I said, anybody outside of California, that's what you want to have. If you're a Southern California guy, Fishtail.
Fishtail.
Yeah.
Because you have a lot of the same tools for Southern California.
Yeah, like if you look at our Sapfish data for Southern California, they're almost exactly the same, but you can't listen to the radio, you don't get the plane reports, you don't get, because we just can't be in all places at once, you know. But it, like we've all been using them, especially I think Albacore taught us all to be good SST fishermen back in the day. But like, you know, it's a powerful tool. When you were fishing down off Mag or in the Sea of Cortez, I mean, you find the right water, the fish are there. So
Fishtail is still so impressive to me that over the years you guys have developed such a good network of people that rely on information, both professional based and user based, and a bud and a scientist and a pilot, and like it's such a good compile of information that then just gets spit out sometimes multiple times a day. Like you think about what goes into that resource, and it's probably the best value in fishing. Like,
oh, there's no question.
When you think about what it takes for a tank of fuel and your time and your permits and what you spend at the tackle store before you go, like that is the cheapest investment to assure you're going to be in the right place.
I totally agree, and I don't, you know, and if people ask me, is it worth the money? I'm like, look, like we aren't trying. We want value. Value is what keeps people coming back. Fish Cove has a 93% renewal rate.
Wow.
Nothing
that's
has
crazy.
That. Like,
wow.
And the other 7% are probably dead or sold their boat. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, and we do get that. You know, Carl's, you know, he sent an automated email. Carl's passed away. You might want to remove him from your slip, from your list. But, yeah, I mean, dude, fuel is expensive. And being in the know-how is
crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Everything.
Yeah, well,
know?
my new office neighbor, super good people, he has his boat here, just moved. They're just coming from Arizona and stuff like that. He goes, well, how do I find out all the information? I said,
that's it, man.
Fishdope.com. Sign up. Use the code. Hook up now. $30 off. That he ran into his office, signed up right away, and he says, yeah, my gosh, that thing is unbelievable, man. That's got everything in
that's
there.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I mean, dude, even like we know everybody, and, you know, Ricky knows everybody, and you do, and we talked to him, but it's like, I still check it before I go out.
Like, absolutely. Who wants too much information?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
That doesn't exist. And it just keeps you on tabs. You talked about busy travel schedule, whether it's a professional career or whatever else it is. Like, everybody would love to fish 2 days a week. But the reality is it doesn't exist for most people. But, like, you damn near are, because you can check that every single day. And, man, it's been good. Man, it's pushing west. Oh, sounds like there's new fish. You know, the
watch
fish that,
the water move.
Yeah, where I thought I was going to go looks like it's drying up. But to the south, looks like there's good fishing again. Maybe adjust my plans. And you get to, like, keep tabs on that the whole time instead of just showing up at the bait receiver and trying to make a gut call.
And also they have bait reports, too.
We do. We're checking everything we can to help these guys.
I mean, especially last year.
It was tough. Yeah, last year was tough.
Yeah.
No,
so,
I'm real proud, man. It's been a long grind.
And the big question is Danny coming out for the PCS show?
I don't know if he's coming out for the show or not. But, yeah, him and Jason, I mean, those are their – him, Jason, Jeff, Alex. I mean, those guys are the guys in the trenches. All I do is help sell it. But they do a great job, and I don't know how they do it, honestly. 364 days a year they're on there, just like the bait dock, giving you a report.
Pretty impressive. Cool. So I have so we were talking about yesterday about Tim Ekstrom's show, and Tim and Duke were great. If you missed that show yesterday, go to our archives and check it out on the Let's Talk Hookup app or the letstalkhookup.com on the website. So Tim was talking about they just added a 4-day and a 3-day trip on the Royal Star. They took a 7-day and divided it in October, beginning of October. So the 4-day trip sold out right after the show. So he sold 16 spots in a matter of 2 hours once he announced it on Let's Talk Hookup. And the 3-day, if you want to get on that, there's 3 spots left from what I saw this morning. So if you want to go on one of the trips, you better jump on it, but it just shows you people are listening to Let's Talk Hookup. I just wanted to throw a thanks out to our listeners, too, for supporting the sponsors and taking advantage of that, too.
20-some, 25-some spots sold in 2 hours.
Thousands of dollars worth
pretty
of
cool,
content
man.
There.
Good
yeah,
job, boys.
Yeah, that 4-day is like $3,400 or something like that. So it's like, yeah, he sold some bucks.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, so I'm happy
and
for that.
What a
thanks
cool,
to our listeners.
And what a cool trip,
oh,
too.
My gosh.
What an
jump
opportunity
on
to go on a 3-day in October prime time on the Star. Like you said, it was a 7-day that the charter group had to, you know, couldn't make their trip, so they broke it into a 4 and a 3 day. Like,
yeah.
When has there been an opportunity to go on a 3 day that didn't have,
yeah,
you know, 25 spots that are already sold? Because, you know, once you get on a trip like that, you get the first right for going next year. Like, you know, your spot still exists until, you know, until after the trip goes.
It's like
and that's just how they go. Everybody gets off the boat and they hand their deposit to Tracy. Yep, sign me up again for next year. And that's why there's never spots on it. So this is a brand new trip. Like, that's going
to
be cool.
So if you want to go on that 3 day, you better jump on it.
No doubt. Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of your text messages. We're going to kick in with the catch reports, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best booth ever. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa. We will have exclusive products and promotions available only from us. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale with a ton of high-quality saltwater products that no one else at the show will have. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com. Or ShogunSportFishing.com, or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
This is Jeff Squires from One Cool Tuna and OCT Jigs. I've known Yusuf for over 15 years, and he is the expert when it comes to real estate. He has helped me sell my condo and helped me build a financial plan for my transition to the new area. He knows the answers to the hard questions that an average guy like myself doesn't understand. Yusuf not only is a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation home evaluation now online from Yusuf by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yusuf is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He has helped me and my friends and family find what they are looking for in their new home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from me. Yusuf is the best when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phone lines are getting packed up. Again, if you want to get your chance, it's 833-288-0973. And as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report today, sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature, chlorophyll, currents, and more. With Terrafin Mobile, you can access your charts on your phone or any mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. We got him. Captain Brian Woolley at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing is on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening in there this morning?
Hey, a lot, man. Another beautiful day and a calm before the storm.
Oh, geez. Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. Yep, for sure. We were fortunate, mellow conditions all week, and gosh, the star of the show has been this crazy water temp. Still 62 to 63 through our stretch. Like, we got up above into, like, Crystal Cove area during the week. The water was like that up there. We got down below down off Pendleton, the water was the same temp there, so it's just a good stretch. It sounds like it's down the beach there quite a ways as well. So with that, the half-day bass fishing, pretty good. You know, fish caught on the live baits, near the surface on sliding egg sinkers, cut baits, caught plenty of bass and whatnot, artificial lures as well, the small profile lures like those flukes have been working really well on little lead heads just out along the edges of the kelp. Some anglers rolling their heavier swim baits along the bottom, catching some nice sand bass down near the bottom as well. And the halibut we've been catching this week, you know, it's a smaller grade fish. It's like 5 to 8 pounds, but it's been pretty consistent, seeing some of those take on the live sardines on our open party trips as well. Three-quarter day guys kind of been sculpin fishing. That remains steady this week as well, with five fish being really a pretty easy target. No problem there. Mixing some whitefish and some dabs, that accounted for more of that three-quarter day count for our guys. And then, you know, we've been kind of folding in some bass fishing on the back end of those three-quarter day trips, kind of pushing into the kelp down there, barn kelp, yellowtail kelp up there off of North County or Pendleton there. And same action, same bass action along the edges of the kelp there as well. Couple halibut in that zone, some sheephead caught and released, just decent fishing. But yeah, like you said, man, that weather's coming. So if you want to fish this week, take a look at the weather. You might be able to get a day in midweek or something. Who knows? But we're just gonna have to take this week as it kind of comes at us. So call and make a reservation. We try and get you out, and we'll see how it goes. But yeah, for sure, we're gonna be a little shaken up this week with that weather. So our number here at the office, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web as well at danewharf.com.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, we'll take that. Enjoying this fantastic
amazing
weather.
63 degrees.
That's crazy,
February,
dude. Yeah. We'll get through it. Like you said it best, buddy. We'll get through a little bit of weather. We'll get right back on them. Get right back to summertime in February. And, man, a great report as always. Appreciate it. Good call, too. Reservation becomes so key this time of year. And, man, if somebody does want to come join you one more time, give us a number for us to go do that, Willie.
Thanks, man. You can hit us on the web at danewharf.com or call us in office here at 949-496-5794. And, yeah, I don't think this water is going to take a big hit when the storm pushes through. I mean, it's pretty consistent off the beach, up the coast. So we'll just have to see. But I think we'll be right back in it once this pushes through.
Agreed. Great job, brother. Appreciate it very much, Willie. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a good one. See you.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. And don't forget that Bill Varney's 2026 CCA calendar is available at surffishtackle.com or at, you still have them at Fisherman's Land?
We do. We actually sold out of them and put another little wedge through. You know, you always start to waver. You don't, The calendar people tell you, like, oh, you don't sell calendars that good after the beginning of the year. But, like, it's different for us. Like, it's not just the calendar. It's the tide chart.
The tide chart
all of us rely on.
Man,
you know,
like, I look every day at that
same
tide.
Yeah, totally. So, yeah, we just ordered another big wedge of them. Like, it might not be the smart calendar time to buy, but, like, it's so much more than that for us. Like, it's all the current events. It's all the great, cool sports fishing stuff. So, yeah. Anyways, we just bought another big stack of them.
So you got them. All right. Ali, we were just talking about El Nino, and Willie was talking about El Nino. It's almost a real deal now, right?
It sounds like the pendulum is swinging, or if it hasn't already swung. You know, they were saying La Nina, now they're saying El Nino. So, hold on to your hats. You know, that last one was one for the record books, so for sure. Funny. I mean, it rewrote the book. I would be crazy to get that twice in our same lifetime, you know, if we caught Wahoo and all that again.
Well, that batch of Wahoo that you experienced down at in Meg Bay this year, if that some of that slid up this way.
That last one, it felt like what was 500 miles down the beach entered our backyard, right? And that would be right in line with kind of what we were seeing, you know, in Mag this year. So fingers crossed, that was cool. I mean, I think the only thing that freaks me out a little bit is I don't want these bluefin to go away.
Ever.
Yeah. That last El Nino brought them. Will another one chase them out? But, you know, I think we're starting to see more and more evidence that maybe they're breeding over on this side. I don't know if you guys saw them last year, but we would be way outside sometimes, and we get a foamer of, like, 3-pounders. Tiny guys. And we're never geared up to catch them.
Right.
You know, you throw the little metal lure in there, and it's still too big for them to eat. You really have to have a sabiki. So I told some of my buddies and my crew, like, this year, let's make it a point to have a sabiki rigged up with those little squids and see if we can't catch a little tiny. And you can tell they're bluefin. I mean, they're all barred up like a little tiny juvenile fish. It's definitely not a mackerel or anything like that.
Maybe this is their breeding seat.
Well, if that is the case, then hopefully they'll never leave, you know, and they'll just keep looping around the California up and down, you know, Baja and here. So
be good replacement for albacore.
I'll take that all day. I know guys would get romantic about albacore. I am not one of them. Yeah. I would very much rather have this big bluefin swimming around.
And I'm with you, too. Like, I don't want anything to happen to this bluefin. It's my favorite thing. It's been the coolest thing for us to get to participate. But, man. man, a good El Nino year. Like, how long has it been since we've got to go out and just know when you're driving around and you see a kelp, you just start licking your chops because you know it's going to be full of yellows and Dorado and you're dragging a cedar plug. Exactly. Dragging a cedar plug and the clicker goes zipping off because you got a yellowfin and there's a school of porpoise and you know, oh my God, there's 10 terns picking in front of that porpoise school. We're about to load it. Like, that's really fun fishing that we haven't got to do a ton of. It doesn't mean that I want to stop chasing giant bluefins with kite and all that, 100%. But how fun would a good El Nino year of clickers going off and yanking and cranking be?
I'll take it. Yeah, I mean, the 30 to 50 mile fishing the last few years has not been great. I mean, that's you know why you've seen a lot of day and a half trips instead of overnights and all of that. So I think we could use a refresh, and if nothing else, we're kind of due for it. It's been probably three seasons since we've had really good smaller fish fishing close to home, and it's the best way to break up those big tuna trips too. You know, we'll
perfect time to put the Seakeeper ride system on your boat right now. Yeah. Right,
I would
gear up, gear up.
Well, speaking of big bluefins, I had a great text come through, and it says, "Question for the show, Ali." Showing your success of your big bluefin fishing offshore, I'm wondering if you could weigh in your 2 cents. If you're trolling around offshore and you see a big spot of fish come up, whether they be puddling, splashing, foaming, etc., what is the best move? Would you throw a hooked bait? Do you chum? Do you troll through? Do you cast lures? Looking for some advice on success. That's from Matt.
That is the hardest question when you're driving the boat. Like, because especially early in the day, when every day they're different. They're moody like a teenage girl. Some days they want the spreader bar, and some days they want a popper, and some days they want the flying fish. So that is always a difficult choice. But my deckhand, a lot of times, Dave, he sort of solves that for me. If I'm trolling by, he's going to cast into the school. If we really think we've got a better shot at getting them casting, we cast. We don't even take live bait on our big bluefin trips. We just don't get very many opportunities to use it. And unfortunately, like the sport boats, we don't carry enough to be effective with it. For us, it's going to be spreader bars, you know, the high-speed lures. We use those Sardas from Rapala. Those have been great for us. Or we're casting. We're casting our favorite Rapala poppers or throwing a metal lure. And then, of course, the kite gear. And it's just, you know, what are they into that day? And a lot of times it's also, like, it's really good. What's the most effective for getting fish in the boat, you know?
So keep on heavy tackle.
Yep.
So next Sunday we're going to have Tristan Poole and Cade Gunter from Shimano on, and they're really into this new ledge runner that they just came out.
I saw that.
Have you yet?
We have them at the shop. We're hanging on the wall right this second.
Yeah, and you can adjust the depth on those to where they run the two different sizes and stuff. Pretty excited about those.
That is cool. Yeah, that is cool. We say it all the time, but like tackle and lures and stuff, there's almost not a bad one anymore.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, it's just all the gear has gotten so good now. And I think 3D printing allows these guys to prototype stuff faster. And it just seems like you've got endless choices, and they all are going to work.
That's some good stuff. Well, let's continue our catch report with our surf guru, Gundy Gunnarsson. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You are.
Well, we could do a 180, and he was talking about strictly lures, and I'm going to talk a little bit about live bait. The fishing was really tough this week. You know, we had that big swell. We had some weather. We got some incoming weather, so, you know, a handful of perch catches and stuff like that. But a lot of guys were interested in that live smelt we were talking about last week, so I'm going to just give you a little primer on it here. And get out your notebooks. There's some things you might want to note if you want to try this technique. Very effective. Plentiful in shallow water, the live smelt bays, beaches, lagoons, more active on tide movements as they feed in the current. You know, most of the smelt we're looking at to use for bait, 2 to 6 or 7 inches. Don't shy away from those big baits because, you know, we give those reports on halibuts in the lagoons and bays, and there's big ones, you know, so they'll eat those big baits. And, you know, these smelt make up a good portion of the halibut diet. You know, there's times they don't take it, you know, maybe when there's a ton of anchovy or sardine or other feed around. But day in, day out, and, you know, we've been reporting this down San Diego the last few weeks. There's been a good live bait bite down there on that smelt. You know, the best way to make it, chum it up. Cat food, bread, something like that. Look for current along docks, jetties, that kind of thing. There's a few ways to get them. I like to use an umbrella net a lot of times. You can hang it right off the dock or whatever. You chum up the fish. once they're in there really good and thick, you slowly pull that thing up and then quick pull at the end and grab a few baits. The other thing that works good is the tiny gold sabiki rigs, and you jig those things around the dock. You got to make each bait separately, so it takes a little more time. Umbrella net more efficient. You know, they'll keep in a bucket not as long, not real long and not real active as they lose oxygen. So temporarily, like if you're making them and fishing them, a bucket will do. But the better way is like a bait sled. And the easy way to do that's like a boogie board, cut a square hole with a storage container, drill holes in the storage container, plunge it down in that hole. And then as you put that boogie board in the water, that the water will come in through those holes and it'll keep your smelt forever. And a lot of guys who shore fish in those lagoons use those kind of things to keep their smelt in really good shape. You know, smaller baits, single hook, larger baits, trap hook for sure. I would go with a fluorocarbon leader, probably the egg sinker, Carolina rig is what you use most, sometimes a dropper loop rig. And, you know, a soft tip rod, good backbone, could hang a 20-pounder plus any time, and a bait caster rig. Because of the live bait, you want that bait caster. It just gives you the feel, the touch of the live bait, what it's doing, when it's being, you know, hassled, when it's being taken. That whole thing with a bait caster is superior. Plus, you can stitch the bait, which is kind of when you pull on it a little bit to get it a little active, because smelt tend to kind of get inactive on you pretty quick. So that's a lot of information, Pete, but if you want to give it a shot, now's the time to do it, and live smelt's a good one for halibut.
I think that's such a cool way to go about it, too. I mean, that's a bite that you're going to earn making that bait, fishing it, and catching it, but what a cool way to do it. And you said it, man, like your reports week after week, there's big fish around, and that's the way to get it done. Gundy, an awesome report. Sometimes the non-wide open, it's biting everywhere, just go catch them reports are my favorite of yours, because Gundy always digs deep into what makes you a much better surf fisherman, and the live bait angle is a pretty good way to go about it.
Yeah, this warm water, that's crazy. Who knows?
Pretty cool, man.
And don't go too light, you know. Don't go too light. I see guys make that mistake, you know, 12-pound minimum, but I usually start with 15, 17 is where I kind of ride there. If there's some bigger fish in the mix, 20.
The best there is, Gundy. A great report, as always. Appreciate you keeping us in the loop.
Have a good week, guys.
We'll talk
great
next
show.
Week, brother. All right. Hey, as you can hear, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
You know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only $0.89, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for $0.89 too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline, lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hunters Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.